Genealogy by Tim, Season 5, Episode 4, recorded May 11th, 2025. This one's coming at you really late, 11 days late to be exact. I'll tell you what's been going on with me in general, and also what I've been doing on a genealogy front this past month, which is mapping. I've been dead obsessed with mapping tracts of land described in 18th and 19th century Lancaster deeds. Stay tuned for that on Genealogy by Tim. I typically record these podcasts on Saturday mornings, and my last three Saturday mornings have been chock full of adventures. 2 weeks ago, it was my niece's first communion. Last week, it was a trip out to York, Pennsylvania for a job interview. I learned that I'm definitely not returning to my current school, which is Roxborough High School in Philadelphia, but I don't know yet where I will be in the fall. I've been recommended to teach computer science at Franklin Learning Center, which is close to Center City, near the Community College of Philadelphia. But I've been looking at other districts as well, and one of those other districts I've looked at is Eastern York School District in York County, Pennsylvania. So I was out that way for an interview last weekend, and then later on that weekend, my girlfriend and I drove up to her mother's house in Linglestown and spent an early Mother's Day with her. And of course, I was able to squeeze in a little bit of genealogy fun during that trip. Of course, one of the reasons York is so appealing to me as a place to work is because it's so close to Columbia and West Hempfield Township in Lancaster County, where I do a lot of research in the summertime. On the way to my girlfriend's mother's house, we stopped at the Breezy View Overlook, which is just north of Columbia, and it overlooks a large swath of Chickies Rock County Park, and the land that is now Chickies Rock County Park was once owned by John Hoogendobler, who is my qualifying ancestor for Sons of the American Revolution. So my girlfriend Crystal and I stopped off at Breezy View Overlook and looked over the land of my people. And I got several pictures of that. And once we got to her mother's house in Linglestown, which is just northeast of Harrisburg, I was able to take several pictures of Mumma descendants in the Willow Grove Cemetery, which is just a short walk from her house. I was able to photograph the gravestones of several grandchildren of John Mumma, who was born 1827 and who died in 1907. He was a grandson of Peter Mumma, who is the common ancestor that I have with this branch of the Mummas. Specifically, I was able to photograph the gravestones of Emmanuel Mumma, who was born in 1860 and died in 1954, his wife Belle, who was born in 1864 and died in 1934, their infant children, Curtis, Bessie, and Phoebe. Their son, Otto Sherman Mumma, who was born 1891, died 1971. His wife, Elizabeth. Their son, Herbert Luther Mumma, who was born 1882 and died 1905. And you may recall an earlier episode of Genealogy by Tim, in which I read an article describing the untimely death of Herbert Luther Mumma, who worked on the railroad and was killed when he was standing on top of a boxcar that went under a tunnel. So I was able to photograph these gravestones and some additional ones of further descendants. I was able to do this amount of genealogy while I was out in the York area and in Linglestown, but I was not able to record a podcast because I didn't bring my recording equipment with me. Yesterday, Saturday, May 10th, was Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania's monthly second Saturday special interest group meeting. And of course, I can't miss that. Probably should have woke up early yesterday and recorded this. But here we are today. And I definitely want to get something out there, because I don't like going too long without putting out an episode. I like to keep people updated. I like you all to know what I'm doing, and that I'm still out there doing the genealogy that I enjoy. But it's been a busy few weeks here with me, and I guess that's a good thing. But let's continue on now and talk about where I've spent a lot of my energy this month on a day-to-day basis, and that is mapping tracts of land from 18th and 19th century Lancaster County deeds. All right, now time has been a little short, as I described in the last segment. I would like to have thought ahead and written out a nice up-to-date feature here for you. Instead, I'm just going to read the article that I posted on the 18th of April, which describes some of the mapping fun that I've been doing. And at the end of reading this to you, I'll give whatever updates come to mind. And I wish I had more time to write more articles on the website. It's like, I kind of wish that in between each podcast, I'd have two or three articles of things that I've been working on, but the time and energy just isn't there to write all these out. But what happened last month in April was so cool, I just had to make time to write an article for it. And what had happened was, in the process of trying to map out a tract of land purchased by one of my ancestors from the grandsons of William Penn, I made it out to the Historical Society of Pennsylvania, and I had the privilege of photographing an original 1789 draft of a map of that area that outlines the purchase. So I made sure to write about that as soon as I could, because I thought it was really cool. But then I haven't really had time since to post anything up on the site, so I'm just going to read that to you. And at the end, I'll update as I see fit. This was posted on my website April 18th, 2025. The title is 18th Century Map Shows Original Hogendobler Land Purchase from the Penns. An 18th century map depicting the area of West Hempfield Township, Lancaster County, formerly known as Hempfield Manor, shows the original boundary lines of the land that John Hogendobler purchased from John Penn the Elder and John Penn the Younger in December of 1789. The Penns were cousins of each other and grandsons of William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania. The map is currently archived in the Cadwallader Collection of the Historical Society of Pennsylvania. Although the Hempfield Manor map is undated, it was filed alongside a similar map of Conestoga Manor that was dated September 1789. Both maps were examined and drafted by direction of Anthony Butler, Esquire, and copied by the noted cartographer Charles de Craft. While the map of Conestoga Manor was backed with linen, the map of Hempfield Manor was in unrestored and fragile condition. The map shows a 244-acre plot of land bordered by the Susquehanna River on the west, from roughly the Point Rock Tunnel at the south to present-day Clinesville Road and Cardinal Drive at the north, and extending east to around the area of present-day Clinesville. The area encompasses much of the land known today as Chickies Rock County Park. Historically, the bank of the Susquehanna River once followed what is now the Northwest Lancaster County River Trail, which was formerly the Columbia branch of the Pennsylvania Railroad. The path of the river's bank has since been altered, first by construction of a new railway over part of the river, and then by terrain-altering floods in 1936. Present-day satellite images of the area now show reforested land between the Northwest Lancaster County River Trail and the bank of the Susquehanna River that did not exist at the time of the original purchase. Seeing this map really took my breath away, said family historian Tim G. That's me. If I'd known it was going to be this cool, I would have brought my good camera. I managed to capture a few good shots with my cell phone and made a composite of the best of them. It's not bad, actually, but my other camera would have been better. Although the cell phone composite pictures turned out pretty good, the full original map will not be published for general viewing on genealogybytim.com anytime soon, Tim explained. At the Historical Society of Pennsylvania, they let you take pictures of things, but you cannot use a flash, and they make you place a card nearby that says, usage rights not granted, and some other legal stuff. They want you to negotiate with them for the rights to republish. That's fair. Maybe one day when I'm a rich and famous genealogist, I'll obtain the republication rights. Until then, I guess it'll be my little secret. The map aligned almost perfectly with a CAD image that Tim created from the description of the land in the original deed. I've been experimenting with different mapping software for Linux. Trackplotter.com is a very cool free resource that will give a quick outline of the tract based on the calls in the deed. From there, I was able to create a more detailed image using LibreCAD. As cool as these software programs are, They're limited because they can't place the tract on an actual map. QGIS might have that capability with the Azimuth and Distance plugin installed. I'll be experimenting with that next. The map was discovered as part of a research project that Tim has undertaken to gain admission to Pennsylvania Ancestors Lineage Society, a division of the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania. Some generational links are currently known only to be provable by land records. Documenting the provenance of the land in question increases the evidentiary value of the deeds across generations. And that was the article that I posted to my website on 18th of April, 2025. I can give you a few updates in the next segment. All right, so I mentioned in the article that I was looking to draw the boundaries, the historical boundaries of John Hogenobler's land over a current map of the area. This is Lancaster County, just north of Columbia, along the Susquehanna River between Columbia and Marietta. I did experiment with QGIS, and it works pretty well. I found the learning curve to be pretty steep, probably mostly because the QGIS software is really powerful as general mapping software, and you can make all kinds of maps with this. I don't even know the half of it. And what I'm trying to do is relatively simple, I think, in the vast capabilities of this software. And trying to find my way around the software, I thought it was a little tricky, but there are YouTube videos out to help. And for that reason, I don't think I would recommend this software generally to genealogists. And the reason I'm using this software, QGIS, as opposed to other softwares that I've discovered, is that it runs on Linux, and I use Linux. Other software packages that genealogists might consider, which are tailored more specifically to this purpose, the purpose of mapping out tracks described in deeds, is the Meets and Bounds software from Sandy Knoll Software, LLC, and the deed plotting software from Greenbrier Graphics. Both of these I'll link to in the show notes, along with QGIS, which is what I use. Those two pieces of software, the Greenbrier software and the Sandy Knoll software, I believe they are available in free versions and then also pro versions that are paid versions. If you look at some of the screenshots, especially on the Sandy Knoll software, it does look pretty cool what you can do, the visualizations that you can get, the 3D interface with Google Earth. I have not yet figured out how to do all that interesting stuff with QGIS. Maybe possible, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. So what I'm trying to accomplish here with the QGIS is visualizing first the original deed of land purchased by John Hogenobler from the Penn family, and then tracing that land to the next two generations. At some point around the time of John's death in 1820, he subdivided the land and distributed it among his children, and among those children was Joseph Hogenobler. Joseph Hogenobler in turn subdivided his piece of land and distributed it to his children, among them Catherine Hogenobler, who became the wife of John Klein. And what I'd like to accomplish with all this mapping is to track the subdivisions of the land. And the ultimate goal of this is to prove the relationship between Catherine Hogenobler Klein and her father, Joseph Hogenobler, by tracing how the land was divided among the children and grandchildren of the original purchaser of the land from the Penns. So in this effort, I have discovered and downloaded several deeds from the Lancaster County Recorder of Deeds website. And I'm kind of in the process of going through these chronologically and mapping the land described in each one of them. And the first one is pretty much done. That's the deed of land from 1789, in which John Hogenobler purchased land from John Penn the Elder and John Penn the Younger. And after that, I mapped out a tract of unrelated land purchased by John Hogenobler's son Joseph in Washington Borough, Manor Township, which is south of Columbia. So I'd like to map all of these deeds that I find, whether they're related to the land or not. If they turn out not to be related to the land I'm researching, they can be excluded from the First Families application that I'm preparing for the Genealogical Society of Pennsylvania. But just to be able to see where all these lands are and what was the shape of them, that's kind of what I'm looking to do now. And I believe the next step of this research, the land that I'm mapping out, will be from John Hogendobler's 1820 will, in which he subdivides his land and distributes it among his children, among them my direct ancestor, Joseph Hogendobler. And then later on in the project, I'm going to be following that up with several deeds that I've discovered in which Joseph Hogendobler in turn distributes his portion of the land to his children. So that's what's coming up. Hopefully by next month, I'll have a lot of this work done and I can tell you the results of it. And with any luck, it'll be ready for inclusion in my application to First Families. And that's all I have for you this month. Again, sorry for the lateness. I had considered just posting my first ever rerun, which is something that all the great podcasts do. You know, eventually there comes a time where I guess they just can't get a new episode out. So they'll do a rerun, and maybe one of these months I'll do a rerun. But guess what? Summer is just around the corner. I think we're going to get a couple good episodes coming up now that I'm going to have some free time on my hands. I'll let you know, of course, next month which school I'll be teaching at. I still don't know. I should know within a month. But until then, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits.